Blog Talk Radio. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I bear witness, open and bear witness that there's no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the steward of the prophets, may the peace and blessings forever be upon him. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, that song, Mama, it's the occasion. I met like a family reunion and here in Florida, and I'm enjoying the little ones and the grandchildren and the grandchildren are the ones who gave me this trip. So I'm enjoying them, and I just found it appropriate for me to play this song. Mama, you know that I love you, know, even though she died when I was 11 years old. But anyway, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. This program is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And you can go to the website, ClaireMuhammadSTEMSchool.com, and you can see the wonderful website that's been made up for it and get all the information about it. And what's amazing about it is, too, you push on one of the planets, and it'll give you an explanation of, you know, each planet that you push on, and get the definition of it and what it's known for and all of that, okay? And you want to also, just a few little announcements right at the beginning here. We want to also let you know about the prayer line in the morning, every morning. And brother, looks like he's on here. He'll explain it to you better, but I just wanted to give it a little portion myself. And it is good, you know, you listen to it. Even if you don't read, you can listen to it, but you are allowed to at least read one of the surahs, you know, and then if you want to go on and hang up, if you want to stay and listen, you're free to do all of that until they get finished. And that comes on Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock, right after the Lifeline goes off, Eastern Standard Time, okay? So please join them. It's fulfilling. It's fulfilling to read the Quran every day, even if it's not Ramadan, you know, time, to read 1/30th of the Quran every day. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing most needed. Okay, I want to let you know that the message of concerns meaning is the removal of all images that from worship that portrays divine. Removal of all images from worship that portrays divine. And that's regardless to whatever the image is, whether it's the bow tie, whether it's the cross, or whether it's the statue made of the white clay, or they use to make, you know, different statues out of. Any image from worship. Remove any image from worship that portrays divine. And also, we focus on a second interest, which is the children, And the second focus is the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children. And as you can hear in the background, we got a lot of great grands and grands and all we have here. Nephews and nieces and all here, alhamdulillah, glad to be here. Allah has blessed me to be here to be able to be with them, you know. And believe it or not, this is my first vacation that I have used, took, you know, for like a family reunion. The first vacation family reunion invited this by my grandchildren and by my nephews and my nieces, you know, grandchildren and their husbands, you know. And I have one grandson here and his wife and family, you know, and cousins and all of them. It's a mixture of them. always good to be able to be with them. My vacation is usually spent at the Ramadan, not Ramadan session, but the convention every year in Chicago. When I was working for the VA hospital and working for the prison, I would make sure my vacation would be scheduled for the time that the Islamic convention was held. So I would be there every year. Alhamdulillah, but since the COVID and we're not having it, we can meet and greet and see each other and talk about old times and, you know, stuff like that. It's good to hear their voices. You know, it's just good to hear their voices on the Zoom or wherever. But now we're having the first little gathering here. Just there. Okay, let's get on with the business. Right now, since I am on a little vacation, I would appreciate it if you would, I'll say, miss my voice a little bit. And it's good to be missed. It's good to be missed because I want to enjoy them a little bit. We'll be leaving here on Tuesday, so we want to enjoy everything we can. It's rained a couple of days here, too, in Florida. And they say it's a dome, heat dome over Florida, and the things are going to be happening, but this is after we leave. Inshallah, it's after we leave, you know. So I want to bring on, I had asked Brother Suja, and got permission, and it would be all right. As a matter of fact, it was advised. My brother and me would get Brother Suja to, do the show in your spot, you know, if you're not going to be able to do it at all. My husband, alhamdulillah, has been able to be on with the brothers on their scheduled nights. That's alhamdulillah. But I'm enjoying my family, children and all, so I appreciate you being on the Blog Talk Radio show, and periodically I'm going to come in here and listen. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have it on my phone, but I'm going to open up all the mics and let Brother Suja take this. Thank you, Brother Suja. Let me open up all the mics here. And Brother Amin, my brother, is on, so he will be here as long as he can. He's not my biological brother now. So I'm not going to be a family, but he will be on live on the video show. So enjoy your Blog Talk Radio show. I found no things, but Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujan and Brother Suja. This is the
thank you for helping me. Are you in the family?
You got it.
Well, thank you, my slam.
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say, take charge of this pole and all properties is in view.
The property.
Yeah. Okay, so I got it. I'm going to open up. The presentation I'm getting ready to make is the Lord's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Lot, Moses, all these great men was God's servant. They served God. They was God's messengers. The majority of them was prophets of God. He wasn't, God don't have no relatives. He has no relatives. He has no cousins, aunties, uncles, and brothers, and partners, no shareholders. He owns this whole creation. It belongs to him alone. We give our prayers and our worship to him alone.
$45.
You don't come in the, in the name of Jesus. In the name of his other prophets and messengers. You know, we come with the respect of the Creator. And we have a saying in our religion, all praises is due to God. All praises is due to God. You know. And we also have another saying in our religion. We say, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. In English, that is saying that God is greater. Greater than what? Greater than anything that you can imagine. He's way greater. So we say Allah Akbar, meaning God is greater. And we give all praises is due to God. So we glorify God. The Islamic way of life is giving all praises to God. That's the Islamic way of life. And the in the surah, the second chapter, I mean, Surah 2, excuse me. In Surah 2 of the Quran, at the name of it is Al-Baqarah, the helper. This is the way we look at the Quran. And I'm going to read some of it. Anytime we read this book, it tells us to seek protection in God against the Satan, devil, the Shaitan. So I seek protection in God against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. The God's off, but these now mean. This is the book. Talking about the Holy Quran. This is the book. In it is guiding, sure. Without doubt. To those who fear Allah. So if you go into this book and you got doubt in your mind, Allah gonna put a seal over your eyes and you're not gonna be able to understand that. If you go into this book and you don't fear the one that gave the revelation, the revealed knowledge, you're not gonna get nothing out of this. It says to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, when you talk about God, you can't visualize God. I can't tell you who God is. God don't have no picture. Like these pictures that they showing up of Jesus. That's not God. You can't take the picture, a picture of God and say, this is God. So when you're dealing with the Creator, you're dealing with something that's unseen, because everything about the Creator, our mind, our intelligence, we can't grasp it. And all for to bring a picture to our mind. We cannot do it. the way that we know that there is a creator, because there is a creation, and the creation bear witness that there is a creator. When we look at the creation, we know somebody did this. We know that it didn't come in on its own. We know that it was a great power that brought in this creation, this universe. It said, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer. So we are believers and we pray to God. We as Muslims, we are asked to pray 5 times a day. 5 times a day. We can pray all day if we want to, but God only requires from the prophet that we at least pray 5 times a day. We as Muslims. And spend out of what we have provided for them. So anything that God bless you with, because he's a giver of everything. Everything in this creation belongs to God. He is the one that created it. It's as simple as that. But if you're going to be blessed, and if you're blessed by God, no one can take it away from you. And if he takes something away from you, nobody can give it back to you. So we are thankful to God for everything that we have, our children, our parents. You know, the food that we eat, this air that we breathe, our health, everything, we give credit to Almighty God. We don't say thank you, Jesus, or thank you, Muhammad. Thank you, Moses. Thank you, Abraham. All praises is due to God. We give praises and thanks to God. And that's who they give it to. They are the one that taught us this. We're not practicing things like this on our own. These great men, they are the ones that taught us how to give worship to Almighty God. And Allah said, and who believe in the revelation. Revelation means revealed knowledge. What is revealed knowledge? Knowledge that's already here. And it takes God to reveal it to you. It's already here. And God will reveal this knowledge to you. And who believe in the revelation sent to thee. And sent before thy time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. He's talking about the believer. He ain't just talking about the Muslim, or talking about the Christian, or the Jews. He's talking about all ye who believe, the believer. And it's been proven to them that there is a God. And they believe. And I also believe that God's going to reward us if we do good and do right. and our intention is good and right. We gonna make mistakes, but if our intention wasn't to make it, we pray and ask God to forgive us for this. We believe that God gonna reward us. In his paradise. We as Muslims, we look at death like you look at a Haitian woman. We don't believe death is the end. We believe that there's another life. A life that's more complete, that is all complete. We believe that the way that we are just human beings here on earth, and we are dependent, and our flesh is not us. That's not us. But we believe that the flesh is totally obedient. We don't believe that the flesh can do nothing on its own. Nothing. I live inside of my flesh. When I talk to you, my hands are not talking to you, or my flesh is not talking to you. It's the one that lives inside of the flesh is talking to you. If I tell my flesh to do something, to pick something up, it can't disobey it. If I tell it to put it down, it's going to obey. The flesh is totally obedient to the human being. Totally obedient. And God is the one that assigned each one of us this flesh. And in this book, the Quran, it says that on the day of judgment, that some of your hands and your feet and other things gonna be a testimony against you if you're doing wrong. They're gonna testify against you. So the real you lives inside of your flesh. As to those, let me make sure. Simple word, kind of go hard. The hereafter, they are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will profit. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them whether God warned them or do not warn them, they will not believe. I know you don't talk to people. I don't care how much sense you make. How many facts that you show them? How much truth that you give them? They're not going to accept it. And some of them let you know right in your face they don't accept it. And Allah says that these are people that is rejecting, and that they're not going to believe. And Allah has set a seal. Remember I told you that earlier? If you're not truthful, when you go in and try to read this book, Allah is going to put a seal. This is what it said right here. And on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Of the peoples, there are some who say we believe in Allah in the last day, but they do not really believe. They give it you and they hear what you say, and they don't have nobody else to testify for the lie that they're going to tell, and they know you're not going to testify because you're telling them the truth. So they tell you that they believe in what you say, what you bring them. Allah said, fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe. But they only deceive themselves and realize it not. They don't know. They think they're getting away with something. They think they got slick. They don't know that they are deceiving themselves. Allah said in their heart is a disease. And Allah has increased their disease. God done made their disease bigger, broader, taking up more space. And Allah said, and grievous is the penalty they incur because they are false to themselves. You know people like that. When it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say, why? We only want to make peace. Yeah. Of a surety, they are the ones who make mischief, but they realize it not. When it is said to them, believe as the other believe, they said, shall we believe as the fools believe? They have assured that they are the fools, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their evil one, they say, we are really with you. We were only just. We was only jiving. Allah would throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespass. So they will wander like blind ones to and fro. These are they who have bought it, gotten in for error. But their traffic is prosperously, and they have lost true direction. Their similitude is that of a man who kindled a fire. When it lighted all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in utter dark, so they could not see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will not return to the path. Or another similitude is that of a rain-laden cloud from the sky. In it are zones of darkness and thunder and lightning. They press their fingers on their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap. And while they are in terror of death, for Allah is ever around the rejecters of faith. The lightning all but snatches away the sight. Every time the light helps them, they walk therein. And when the darkness go on them, they stand still. That's a person that don't have no faith. He moves in the light. He can see that. That's clear. But when he's in the darkness, he don't believe in nothing. Allahu Akbar. Every time the light helps them, they walk therein. And when the darkness go on them, they stand still. And if Allah will it, he could take away the faculties of hearing and seeing. For Allah has power over all things. Sallallahu Kadeem, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So we, as believers, we believe in this message. And this is our book of guidance. And inshallah, if it's the will of God, we try to apply this book in our life. We try to make these connections out of this book and apply and live it. We as Muslims, that is followers of the Quran, they ask the Prophet Muhammad, where is his miracle? And they said they asked someone, where is the Prophet's miracle? Excuse me. And they told them that it was the Quran. That's his miracle. And when you read this book, you know that you're talking to God. You know that you and God is having a conversation. Read it. If you haven't read the Quran, you done did yourself a disservice. Read the Quran and see what we're talking about. Remember now, you can't go in there, with a messed up mind. Allah already told you what's going to happen. You got to go in there with sincerity. And you got to open up. And brothers and sisters, you're gonna get turned on to the light. So alhamdulillah, we enjoy giving that to you, passing the Quran to you, talking to you about the Holy Quran. All praises is due to God. If there's anyone that lacks to ask a question on what has just been taught, or have something that they want to add to what's been taught, they want to say something, it's open. We don't have no monopoly on righteousness and on truth. We don't have no monopoly on that. You know, we are dependent on God, and we know that's who you're dependent on when we deal with truth. So if you have anything that you like to say, God gave all of us something to say. So we're asking you, just punch one, and you will go into the queue, and we will punch you in. See, we learn from each other. God gave each person something, and it's different. Just imagine that I can listen to about 10 people that truly have faith in God and sit up and tell me what God gave them. Don't you know that'll make my mind get put to peace and my understanding will become high? Because God's going to tell you something that he didn't tell me. This world ain't just one world. It's just one thing. You know, God created birds, but you get all kind of birds, different kinds of birds. You see, he created dogs, but he got all kind of different kinds of dogs. Horses, all kinds, different kinds. This would be a sad, a lonely place, a boring creation
if everything was the same. And guess what? Allah gave us, the human being, a free will. So we really can speak about the things that we see and the things that we think that is correct or what we believe in. He gave us a free will. Do you understand what that's saying? That's saying, for example, a waltz, they build a house just one way. You see? A bee, they build their house just one way. But us, the human being, we got a free will. We don't build our houses just one way. We build our houses millions of different ways. Millions. Maybe billions of different ways. You see what that free will is about? God give us a free will. We as human beings, you know. But that freedom made us responsible. Because that's what freedom is. Freedom is responsibility. You know. This is one of the reasons that we have been assigned this mission of removing all racial images out of worship. You know? So we asking if there's anyone that wants to speak, have something to say. Just put your name. I mean, if you punch in one, you're gonna come in the queue, and you don't have to. The queue is already open. The board is already open.
Yes, sir.
It's already open. Just you know, say yes. I got a few words I want to say, and because we want to hear you. There's a whole lot of things going on, and we got to communicate with each other. There's a whole lot of things we got to do. Are we responsible for doing? And we got to communicate with each other. Don't just sit back and watch. You got something to offer. You might not lack what I got to offer. You know, but if you don't say nothing, you know, and I'm offering something that distasteful, then that's your fault a little bit. Because you ain't going to say nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. But we're in a time right now where that if you don't do nothing, then you just gonna sort of fade away. You know, it's gonna affect you. It's gonna affect your children. It's gonna affect your wife. It's gonna affect your mother and father. So we got to do something. We can't say, well, we're going to wait. We're going to let the Mexican do it. We're going to depend on him. Or we're going to let the Chinese do it. Or we're going to let the Irish do it. Or the Italian do it. That's how I'm going to benefit from it. I'm not going to do nothing. No, you just going to fade away. So don't fade away. I mean, it's amazing what you got to say. It's amazing. You know, it's funny contributing and doing something in these times. Somebody had to, you were lacking so much to somebody had to tell you, look here, man, you need to slow down a little bit. You want to do it all the time. That's how good it is. This blessing is coming from Almighty God. And guess what? You start doing things, and God say that he blesses all good. Just imagine that. He blesses all good. So you start doing things, and the thing that you doing is helping people get their life together. To start studying, concentrating, building, applying themselves. Just think about that. And God going to bless you for that. See, you're not living in a time where this is a stone age. You live in a time that God is bringing forth his blessing. You know, alhamdulillah. We're gonna bring in my wife. She's in the queue, and we're gonna open it up and let her say a few words. And we came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum. We're gonna turn it over to you, Sister Quran. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Quran. No, I said alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Quran.
Didn't you want to say something?
Not me, no. No, I got these, children.
This is Dair or this Quran?
This is Dair.
Oh! Come on, didn't you want to say something? I'm telling you. I can't stop them talking when I'm at home by myself. Okay.
You're not talking about, to yourself, but all the mics are open.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You got about 6 people on there.
6 people. Yes, I was just talking about all the blessings that you get and the revelation that God show you. And I thought maybe she No, I don't hear you.
Okay, well
Sister Daya, could you cut on her number? I think it's 313-867-3149.
Oh, everybody's mic is open. Let me see.
323-3149.
Wait a minute, I have to get back to the system.
Take time.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's amazing to sit up and look. There's a movie on called Resurrection.
if you want to see a good Islamic a picture, a movie, you know, it stays on long now. You can watch it an hour, you can watch it a couple of hours, you know. The only thing you got to know how to read, because it don't come to you in English, but the audio is English, and you can see it, and so you had to read it, and you had to read kind of fast sometimes. If you miss it, then you had to figure it out what they were saying. If you can't figure out what they're saying, then you're going to have to stop and go back to it. But a lot of them just being learn how to read it real, real fast. In my process of reading what they're saying, what they're talking about, I always look at the last word just in case I get to the last word and they cut it off. But I already been seeing what the last word is. But it's a good movie.
Assalamualaikum.
What? What? Assalam. She done turn you on. You got it.
Oh yeah. Alhamdulillah. What I wanted to say is that Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim.
Thank you.
What I want to say is that I was talking to my brother. You know, I sometimes I like talking to him because, you know, in Holy Quran it doesn't say, as you know, oh you Christians, oh you Muslims, oh you Jews, is oh you who believe. And he's a God fearing man. He's a Christian, but you want him bona fide Christian, then maybe you just have to show him. You know, you have to show him the truth. For him to, because he loves Almighty God. So I was telling him, I said, that's amazing how when you, there's a saying that like when you talk to people and you mention God, he said, oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk about that right now. But God is hearing people, there's always time to hear about what Almighty God Allah says, Alhamdulillah. So we was talking and we was talking about keeping your enemy to you. And I was telling him, I said, I thought about it. I said, yeah, I heard of that saying. And I said, but I thought about it. I said, I kind of questioned that. I said, I wonder, I was asking him, I said, I wonder why I want to keep my enemy close to me, why I want to be around people that don't like me and all that, you know. And then we came to the conclusion, whereas that if you keep your enemy close to you, well, he was saying if you keep your enemy close to you, you know who he is and all that. But I said, yeah, and if you keep your enemy close to you and you knew who they are, then you could be able to take them out before they take you out.
Mm.
I said, so that's a good, because it didn't sound logical, but when I thought about it, yes, that's a good thing. And I just said, I wanted to know, you know, someone else's opinion on that. Maybe I'm not seeing it right.
Yeah,
what did Allah says and what did it say? You know, what did does it say about that? Alhamdulillah. Go ahead.
Deborah. Okay,
Assalamualaikum
to everybody. And may the blessings of Allah be upon all of you and for the good service that you're doing. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We thank Allah, I think on anything that why we are in this state that we are in, anything that we hear or are given in most cases is still the logic and rationale of the shaitan. he's representing Alex Islam, not Al-Islam. He's trying to convince us to accept Islam, you know, as opposed to Al-Islam, which is submission to Allah and Allah alone, so that he may continue to divide and conquer. So then he even tried to tell us in some of those statements, like, you know, like we hear all the time when he's coming up, you know, like you said, it don't make no sense for you to keep your enemy close to you when you, first of all, don't want him to be around your enemy or want your enemy getting nowhere near you. How can you condition yourself to know that at any minute, that I guess we have other parables to remind us of that. Like that snake said, you know I was a snake. You know I was a snake when you picked me up. What makes you think I wasn't going to bite you? You know? Now, what you should have done is, you know, I mean, you see what you done got much distance between is probably, but you're going to put me in your pocket. Knowing that once I get to that point in my nature, I'm going to bite you. So don't try to act like you don't. So, again, some of these fables and things that we heard as we was coming up, you know, Shaitan knows that he still has our logic distracted from the truth. And he know eventually just time, because we are a creation, you know, your environment, that's where, again, Allah warns us again when he tells you, your environment makes you who you are. So now if we, like we're doing what we're trying to do, we're trying to establish and going to establish Al-Islam outside of ourselves, like we, inshallah, every day is trying to establish inside of ourselves, you know. And it's still based upon unity. You know, it's not based upon division, separatism, difference, and all like that. There's a way to be the uniqueness that Allah gave you, and it's all in how we worship him, you know. And we're here to be tested. We know that. So remember, but in all tests, it's about knowledge that you have to pick from that gives you more a direction toward the oneness of Allah instead of going somewhere else. Sometimes we get an 80, and you know you're 20% off of the direction that you're supposed to be going. Some people get 50. That lets them know that you're halfway going one way, but you're halfway going the wrong way. So when we look at things like that and ponder about them, you know, where we at today, we look in nature, and I kind of like hear what y'all said. We look in nature. We look at everything in creation as uniformity to the oneness of Allah. Because it doesn't have the same color that we have. And so we have to know that one of the schemes of the Shaitan, if his job is to divide and conquer and keep us from coming together as one, you know, regardless of how far we are scattered right now, our goal is to try to establish uniformity. You know, and we have to do a free will where everything else in nature is already Allah has put them in that mode. You know, there's nothing in creation is independent of Allah. Only we are, and He has us in this position for a reason. You know, but we have to make sure that we don't blind ourselves or put a veil over our understanding because we don't understand. That it's about oneness. Everything in our basic understanding of Al-Islam, when Allah blessed us to come into His way of life and His mercy and everything, we were taught oneness. We were taught Tawheed. We were taught uniformity. We were taught one for yourself what you want for your other. There was no difference in anything about ourselves except your personal worship to Allah. Now that's one thing that Allah wants us to have as an individual. Your own way of worshiping Him to as much reward as you want to get for. you know. But when Shaitan comes in, he makes us think that it should be a competition. You know, that we should even at some time force each other to, like we say, the crabs in the barrel thing, you know, instead of everybody falling in a rank and file or, you know, going together side by side like we line up in prayer, everybody's just scrambling and fighting and pulling each other down and pulling each other this way and that way. And we have became accustomed to disunity. We have come accustomed to individuality that does not go toward oneness, but it goes toward actual separation. And that's Shaitan. So, but we, again, this, the day is about the children. That's why you see that in some realities in the world, the human being is also shown that kids who go to school and they wear the same uniform, they have the same top-of-the-line breakfast, the top-of-the-line dinner at school, the top-of-the-line encouragement to want for yourself what you want for somebody else. It's something that we have been taught and been divided to dislike unknowingly. So again, as time go by and we get ready to come up to our beginning of another year, and we are more disunified this year than what we was last year, but we also know that Allah, being his merciful for us, has still encouraged us to understand that it's about coming together and accepting this way of life, which no other life can compete with. There's no oneness to no other life but out of Islam. And we know that Shaitan has penetrated our level of disunity, disbelief, and divided faith and understanding in how to serve Allah. But we don't want to do it as a whole. And we wonder why we're having a hard time coming together. But we won't accept it because we have been taught to hate this unity. We don't want nobody over top of us, nobody around us, you know, unless it's what they say is my way or the highway. But it's Allah's way. And this is what we have to get back to teaching our children. We got to let them understand, regardless of how much disunity you look out here amongst the human family, drift off for a little bit, and you'll see that everything else is in uniformity. The stars, the planets, the wind, the water, everything except for what man has came and made it deviate by building a dam or causing a earthquake to change the direction of water flow. But bottom line, man made it deviate, listening to Shaitan. Now, I remember also when we was young that Allah showed us that people who live in a uniform project, by Shaitan making us think that he was doing it to us by force, but what Allah was doing was he doing unity. Allah was showing us that regardless of what's your circumstances, it's your uniformity and your love for me is what will get you the best out of a forced unified situation. A forced, and then you'll get one on your own. Example. You go to a rich neighborhood, and the differences that they have there is in their disunity of wealth, disunity of logic, worship, and things like that. It will keep them from having a environment that looks peaceful, you know, and it makes them compete with each other. But I remember a lot. I never lived in the project, but I know a lot of us who didn't live in the project. The reason why we were attracted to our brothers and sisters in who lived in the project was one because we wanted to be a part of that unity we seen amongst them. Even though they didn't have no money and it seemed like they was being treated more worse than anybody in that society. But by the fact they was living in a situation where no one had anything different than their worship, than their personal appetite, but was still within the confinement of a uniform environment. And that's why you see a lot of people, especially when I used to be one, I said, now this brother got him a good job now. His brother got him a job working at the steel mill, but he's still living in the project. He said, brother, I don't want to move. He said, I trust everybody here, man. He said, it might look like we're having a problem, but our problems are no more worse than the outside world, except we know who the troublemaker is here. And we can try to do something about it. But I know the next door neighbor's watching my kids, and like I'm watching their kids. Now, we have to not also keep it balanced. And, you know, and that's what we're trying to, you know, we're trying to establish an Islamic community, al-Islamic community. But our minds are still suffering, and our children's minds will suffer the same thing if we don't show them that there ain't but one God, one humanity, no big eyes and big U. Look at the language we've been used to, and we miss it. No big eyes and big U. That means regardless of how much you have, you should not try to use it to make your brother or your sister or someone who's less fortunate than you make you think that you're superior. You're superior. But what happened is Shaitan has been putting this game on us for so long. And the language, you know, what's that? Strongest is the fittest. I think that's one thing. That's one word they use. Only the strong survive. See, this has been going on for a long time, this scheme of the Shaitan on how to divide a human being. But Allah always come by and make it simple. He said, those of you who come together, follow what I have prescribed for you. You will become together and be successful. And now we're stuck at that line to between the world and what Allah has given us our share. And the reason why it seems in our psychology, that it seems, in our psyche, that it seems so small is because we haven't done anything. But we still know that when we look at the bigger picture, there's no way in the world if our leadership, and I mean the leadership within inside of us that Allah gave each and every one of us, if we treat each other like brothers and sisters, if we want for each other what we want for the other person, etc., because everything on this earth, the resources and everything are supposed to be always shared equally, not see the hidden scheme that Shaitan put, but if you have a right to this bigger portion because it's on your land or it was your idea. But we know in our Islam, those who have and going through this trial and error that we're going through right now, the more that Allah bless you to give because of your sincerity and worshiping him and you probably praying for it, and you don't mind going out and work for it, still reminds you that you have to take care of those who are less fortunate than you. I'm going to tell you to learn how to see that equality is a thing across the board. Now, again, look how Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what makes so, may Allah be pleased, but what makes him so astonishing is that subliminally, using that terminology, we know that he was a prosperous, rich, honest individual. But he gave it up to be one with his God, one with Allah's creation, one with Allah's servant. And he wanted one thing that the whole world is striving for, peace. And he's seen how to balance his service to Allah, so unto Allah, like we got to try to do, but yet still don't forget your share of the dunya. You know, but we still because we are the young. We are young people who are under the residue of thousands of years of Shaitan thinking that he has made the human being bow down to him. And a lot of them accept that. A lot of them accept, you know, give you an example, we go to a dialogue somewhere where people, like, because, yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Go ahead, what do you sound?
Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I wanted to get in before the show closed out. How's everybody doing? All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Things are moving right along. We have our Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. We have our New Africa booksellers, which is our store that's growing, our store. But the store is going to start with Imam Muhammad's intellectual property, you know, inshallah. So it's coming.
Yeah.
Now we have Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line, and I would sure with the same number. We got the same number that we call into a message of concern with that same number as message of concern, but it's all at 5 o'clock Pacific time, which is 8 o'clock Eastern time in the morning. This is after Lifeline. So I would appreciate. I know y'all don't need to read the Holy Quran. It's not obligatory that we read the Holy Quran like 1/30. But from time to time, I would appreciate if my brothers and sisters on Messages of Concern would just call in and read one section, and then going back on to do what you got to do, you know, because I want this to grow on the West Coast. I want this to grow. So if y'all got any time, just call in the number, and I'll see you bring you in. Just read a section or two. And then say, hey, I gotta go and mow my lawn or whatever. You know what I mean? Because Allah knows what we're doing. Allah knows our intentions. Allah knows our sincerity. He knows. So we want to try to build this on the West Coast. What we're going to try to do is get these children out of the public school system, out of the elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, bring them to the masjid. On Saturday and Sunday, eat some grits and, like I said, grits and toast and waffles and then learn how to build a house. Learn how to get your real estate license. Maybe Rashad could show them a little draft, a little architecture. Just real life stuff for our children. Real life stuff, you know, so they can survive. You know what I mean? Stuff, you know. I can show these children how to get licensed in real estate if they don't have no cases. If they don't have no criminal cases, I can show them how to get licensed in 2 months. In 2 months, guaranteed. In 2 months, they can have a license and they can sell for real estate for me or somebody else. You know, but we want to do not only STEM, not only science, technology, engineering, math, and biology and chemistry. Oh, yeah. But how to build a house. Learn how to, you know, teach them best. I taught that class for 5 months over at Centennial High School. And I'll tell you the truth. We looked at a lot of YouTube videos about, you know, laying the frame, the foundation, digging a foundation, a certain amount of inches, 15 by 18, something like that, laying the rebar down. You know, pouring the concrete, you know, and then have your anchor bolts and your pull down bolts and stuff like that, and then start framing. You know, we learned all this just on watching YouTube over and over and over and over again. All praise be to Allah. So that's what we want to do. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School is going to be kind of like a thing to bring our children, you know, middle school children and high school children into the real world. We're going to try to teach them everything we know because we ain't going to be here long, y'all. Only Allah knows, but if you add up the years, you know, so we need to stop playing around and put all this, do the best we can right now for ourselves, and then let our children see what we're doing. Talk to them while we're doing, while we're putting our money together, trying to rehab, say, an apartment building, because, you know, it seems like everybody's getting kind of serious. We want to see some action now. We talk, but we want to see some action. So, you know, let our children see what we're doing and advertise it. You know, just let them see. So, okay, so that's about it. So if you get any time, call in the morning, read a section, and then go back and do what you just support what we're trying to do. Sister Claire Muhammad prayer line, you know, let's build that up. You know, how it actually goes at 5 a.m., I call at 5 in the morning, I get up, and I make we'll do it. I call their Dan at 5 a.m., and then we make our sunnah, and then by maybe 5:05, we start making the Fajr prayer. We make the Fajr prayer, and then maybe by 5:10, I'm out here at the beach. So I'm selling these pictures and stuff. So by 5:10, you know, we're through with the Fajr prayer, and then we immediately go into reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran. It takes us about 40 or 50 minutes to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran, and then after that, we talk about issues dealing with education for a little while, or we just close out, you know. So I appreciate if you got some time in the morning, just do what you can and support what we're doing, is because it's coming along, you know. And I can bear witness that I wouldn't have had the strength or the courage or the willpower to do even this if it hadn't been for a message of concern and you, Brother Muhammad, Muksi and Shuja and Akbar and Jair and Imam Ibrahim, and you know, the way y'all be teaching this Islam. Y'all be teaching this Islam. That's powerful to hear that all the time. You know, give you courage, you know what I mean, how that, you know, Trinitarian doctrine is a lie. We need to hear that more. That's a lie. You know, don't let our children and our family just wallow in that lie. We tell them it's a lie. And show them, you know. So all praise be to Allah. I'm going to turn it back to Sister Jaya. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Could you tell us the days again?
Every day, brother. Oh, the days for the less viral.
Read the Quran.
Oh, every morning, in a month's time, in 30 days, we're gonna go through the Holy Quran, because it's just like Ramadan. In other words, all we're doing is continuing the Ramadan schedule. You know, reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran. All it takes is about 40 minutes. About 40 minutes, we're through, and start your day like that. You start your day, you know. That's rocket fuel. Allah, you know what I mean, is setting us off right. You know what I mean. In the morning, we read his book, and then getting out there and fight this world that he wants us to fight. So
right.
every morning. But you don't have to
every
say,
morning.
Just come and read a section, just a little, maybe it'll take you about maybe 5 minutes to read a section, and then you know, if you got something to do, go ahead and do what you got to do. But
right.
You know, if you could support what we're doing, if all of us could support, if all y'all could support what we're doing, appreciate it. It'll be deeply appreciated.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah.
You're welcome. Praise be to Allah.
So alhamdulillah. That's real important, because you got a whole lot of older peoples that the concentration is not too good, or the sight is not too good, and just them hearing the Quran, the words of the Quran, we don't know what that's doing to them. You know, but we realize that the word of God is powerful. The word of God is real powerful.
I had about 4 or 5 minutes because I was going down the same vein as what we're talking about now. But again, as always, you know, we know that Allah tells us in the Quran that we, when he says they, we know that they, when it's coming from Allah, he's talking to the angels and the believers who are in that position, that he's telling them about how we will do anything to keep from submitting to his will if we continue to listen to the shaitan. That's why it's taking so long for us to get where we are right now. 1,443 years, you know, with the final prophet and messenger of God, the messenger of God, like we have been blessed again to be with, could be the last mujahideen that's needed for this world if we become what we are supposed to be, and that would be the mujahideen. Because this is what Allah has chosen for us. He gave us leadership at our time to do it. And he's given us the Quran and gave us someone who speaks our language to let us know the seriousness and the pitfalls and how much authority he has given Shaitan to test us with, because all we have to do is just say no. So I'm saying that to say, we all know that.
Excuse me, I didn't get that. You said that he gave us Shaitan and all to test us?
I said he gave Shaitan permission to test us. I remember Shaitan said, if you give me respite, I'll show you that I'm better than him, is what he was saying in the broadest sense. He said, I will show you why I rebel. Because he's trying to explain, because he got free will, remember? So he thinks that he know Allah is listening to him explain, just like he had Allah listen to us explain why we didn't do what we supposed to do and why we did do what we supposed to do. Because that's
so you're talking about the Satan, the devil, Shaitan.
I'm talking about all of it, Satan, the devil, and all of us who are under that influence not respond to Allah the way that he said to, but he said that's what he want to test us with, to see if we take our free will and show Shaitan that we will naturally bow down to our Creator and not rebel. Shaitan said it's saying with your permission, because remember, his knowledge comes from Allah too. We can't act like Shaitan is somewhere getting some knowledge all by himself, or he got another god or somewhere that's feeding him these schemes and all about our nature and all about the different natures that he uses against us, you know, that's inside of us, you know. Shaitan has to get permission from Allah to bring these schemes to us. That's why he keeps up his 3 prayers a day, as we are told that he does. He don't miss them. He don't miss his 3 prayers a day. He don't let nothing put it off. We even have a hadith when he traveled with a believer who thought he believed in our Islam. And he walked with him all day long and seen how that believer could easily be bumped off of being late on prayer, breaking his promise, losing his temper. And Shaitan be just sat there feeding him that logic. And then it's up to us to accept it or not. You know, but
Shaitan,
once we start.
So Shaitan is busy.
And all the time, he got a job and he got not to go to hell. But he know the only way he won't go through the hell fire. And he know about fire because he is fire. He know about fire. He know it's going to break him down, and he no longer will be the creation that Allah gave him because of his losing control, like the Prophet Muhammad said, don't control your anger because it will consume you. So Shaitan know that the fire Allah is talking about to us is going to consume him, like it's already been consuming. But he's trying to get
Don't you think that if you read the Quran
and
well, like I can give you that what I'm saying right now.
Every day. How do you think that affect Shaitan?
One, he's gonna see how you're gonna live it. He don't wanna hear it. He don't wanna hear it, but he know the Quran, but he don't wanna hear it from us. Because it gives him an indication that we're gonna do what Allah say do in the Quran. That's why he's trying to keep us from having deeds and actions with our reading, with our dawah. You know, he wants us to forget all about that we are supposed to be establishing the five daily prayers, the zakat, one for your brother, what you want for yourself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He know all of this, you know.
So he, he don't want you to read the Quran.
Exactly. Because you first of all, you're going to learn about him and all this scheme, and you going to learn how we is,
but we got
who
to,
we are,
we got to,
fight him.
And we got to come in, together. We got to come together and read this Quran. Then, if it's affecting
here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. If we don't protect our children from having the knowledge of the, let me finish. If we don't explain to our children, that people who know this Quran, people who know the Bible, people who know the Torah, if we don't show our children that, if they don't put in deeds and actions of the final revelation, the Quran, which corrects all the rest of them, that it will be Muslims who deceive us. A Christian can't deceive us. A Jew can't deceive us. A Hindu or nobody. It'll be Muslims who will deceive us. People who say they are Muslims. But we have to, those of us who really believe and understand, we cannot deviate. Like we pray all the time. Oh, Allah, now that you have got me aright, do not let anything make me deviate. And if we do that, then we're going to have time to explain to our children, so the next generation will be stronger in not letting knowledge that comes from anywhere except the Quran and by Allah's permission to inspire you, because you're willing to pray five times a day. You're willing to do all, follow the example of Prophet Muhammad. That's what keeps Shaitan away from us, is that we stay busy living our life and not worrying about his, you know, like you say all the time. When we stay out of their business and just tend to all our energy, Allah said, come in with this with your heart, wholehearted. Because, see, the whole world going to be trying to stop you. The whole world, every way of life on this earth up till the time of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is out there to keep us from establishing al-Islam, whether we understand that or not.
That's me.
You know.
Could you close it up in prayer?
Yes, sir.
We got 3 more minutes.
Allahu Akbar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين. Now that's the opening. Praise be to Allah. So we thank Allah for you all, and we hope that the children
Let me say this right there. And so we can think about it. I'm sure there's nowhere in the Quran where Allah has made a surah or ayat tells us to close the reading of the Quran. There's an opening to this Quran. It never closes. And there's no surah There's no ayah, no logic can tell you that there's a closing prayer. You can't close this out. Nobody can. But again, okay. That's what I'm talking about, how the science that Shaitan uses, that inshallah, Allah is going to help us realize that he's God. Ain't nobody, can't nobody come in and establish something that he didn't establish unless the people accept it.
Right.
You know, but you just think about it. Right. You call any scholar you want, you ain't going to find no scholar in the Arab going to say that there's a closing, a designated ayat or prayer to use to make when through reading the Quran. You can't close this book. Nobody can.
Yeah.
That's something that we are getting closer and closer to learning, inshallah.
Yeah.
But the real thing that we really need to learn is that our new year is coming up. And we still don't have the understanding in the faith to understand that all we got to do is make dua and ask Allah to end this pain and suffering that we are going through because of our not able to follow the guidance of the Quran. And Allah, please help us see what we're not seeing so that our children will not suffer anymore.
Yeah.
And if Allah feel us and hear us begging from our heart, not from our intellect, we do not want to see another believer's child suffer, Allah. Please help us.
Right.
We're doing the best we can, but it ain't working.
Yeah.
We are still deviating.
Right.
We're still attracted by this, attracted by that. And we already have all that. You done already gave it to us, Allah. I don't understand why we having a hard time. So, Allah, please help us. Allah, you just helped us in Ramadan, and you told us everything that we need to do. And already, Allah, we are not even asking you to get rid of this hell that we ain't going through here on earth, and especially here in the United States of America. And we have Muslims dying and suffering from hunger and everything. Oh, Allah, please. See, we need to pray.
That's right.
We need to do some serious praying. And we know how we act when a non-Muslim come into our environment where we're making prayer. We tell them, hold up, man. Hold up a minute. We're making prayer. We don't do that no more.
Yeah.
People can walk in the masjid while we making salat, and no, most people in there won't even pay them no attention. And in our situation, in the message of concern, a white man can walk into our masjid, and he probably can have a flag on his shoulder, that Ku Klux Klan flag, whatever, and we will be more wondering why he's there instead of telling him, hold up, man, can I talk to you outside? You can't come in here. This is a house of prayer, and we're praying. We don't do that no more. And that's a sign to us from Allah that we are taqwa. It's so domesticated now that we're not regardful of what Allah says. We're not fear of it no more. That's what we need to work on, I'm saying, because New Year's coming up.
We got about
5 days, 5 or 6 more days to prepare ourselves as an individual, like you said, because if each one of us is an individual, perfect our prayer inside. And then when we come together to do a unified prayer in congregational prayer, wow. How's Allah? He's not going to turn it out anyway. But don't you think what's that language we learned from Imam Muhammad, by Allah forbid? He said, you talking about pleasing Allah? You can almost see how that pleases Allah so much when he's seen all of us come and ask in this life for the devil.
Yeah, we got to get
Allah,
out of
we don't need him no more. We don't need him no more. This is a very simple destiny that we have.
Yes,
we have to take advantage of it, but I'm going to tell you something, like Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad said he's in his death throat, and in the English translation of the Quran, Allah said they will do anything, even pretend like they are your sheikhs, your muftis, your highest every scholar, while in secret council, they are trying to figure out how to control you. Because you ain't getting no Islamic life. You ain't having no halal meat. They ain't coming out and sharing their wealth with you to help you build. Even the Christians had an old song. What did that old song they used to say? Jesus built a fence around me.
I don't know.
Y'all that. Won't even build a fence around y'all with this wonderful Quran. Anybody walk in your building, walk in your shoot. You got so mad now. You think that human being was under a mess up in his life when he pulled an RPG and shot it in the basket at Juma. There's no other sign to show you how man has lost his damn mind and is in rebellion because the law won't help him. But he better realize because he ain't praying right. He ain't asking.
Brother Muhammad, I know you got a whole lot to say. And I try not to stop nobody.
I mean, we do. We all do.
Because I'm a fool. Because you're a fool.
We say that way.
I mean, the coach, yeah, he used to blow the whistle. And the people that's playing said, "Coach, look here, let us play a little bit longer." He blow the whistle. He said, "Hold that energy until we come to see you next time."
That's right. A long way.
Let's say Allah, brother. We see you tomorrow. Yeah. Praise be to Allah.
Okay, just one more thing. That list from Columbus, Georgia, I got it. So I'll call y'all individually and get your email or something. And I get it to you right away.
You already got my telephone number. Go ahead and text me mine, please.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can text it. I was having trouble. It has to be an email, Muhammad.
You can email mine too.
Okay, do me a favor. Call me and leave your email number. I mean, email address.
Okay, well, okay. I'm going to text it to you in a few minutes.
Mine is simple. Shuja Muhammad, and I put my birthday.
Shuja, please text it to me, bro. I can't write.
I got you. I hear you, man.
I can't write right now.
Yes, sir. I know. Especially when you're doing a whole lot of things.
You put that handful of money down, you can write.
Okay.
All right,
but
I mean.
No, I'll take it. I'll stop what I'm doing. Okay, go. Okay, Shuja, what's your email address?
Shuja Muhammad. And then it's my birthday is 1942.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
S-H-U.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. S-H-U.
Yeah.
J-A-A. Two A's is an apple. Shuja. And okay. Last name is Muhammad. M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. And birthday 1942 @gmail.com.
@gmail. Wait a minute. Shuja Muhammad, 1942 @gmail. I got it, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right.
My wife was saying, "What you saying?" She said, when you get a chance, send the school website.
The school website. I will.
Okay.
Will
do. All right, then. You can use my email.
All right. Okay, brother. Inshallah, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
As-salamu
alaykum.
We already said the prayer, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Brother Muhammad said the prayer.
Okay, then. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Everybody be safe, and may Allah be peace and blessings upon everybody, especially the kids.
Yes, sir.
The babies, rather.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Wa alaikum assalam.